Big game coming up. We have a watch party, by the way, at Fadeau tomorrow beginning at noon, which is going to lead you right to kickoff. We are joined now by Carlos Bocanegra, Technical Director, Vice President of Atlanta United, as the United gets ready to go to Yankee Stadium and play a key game against NYCFC. Morning to you, Carlos.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Carlos, just for a minute, I want to go back to that Philadelphia Union game and ask you, have you ever seen anybody on the opposing team lose their the way that they did for the Philadelphia Union?
No, look, that was a bit of a strange situation. I mean, you don't see that every day, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, the guy lost his cool a little bit. Fortunately, helped us out, you know, them two red cards at once, and, you know, definitely gave us an advantage. So, yeah, kind of move on from that one, though.
Yeah, nice win at home, though, against a team that had been red hot. And you get a on the plus side, and now you have to go back out onto the road. Before we get to New York City FC in the game tomorrow afternoon at Yankee Stadium, Carlos Bocanegra, you had a nice moment for this club happen on Wednesday night in front of a full house at Fifth Third Bank Stadium against Charleston to open up the U.S. Open Cup. Goals by a 17-year-old, I know, soon be 18, and Andrew Carlton. Barco scored, and Romario Williams in the 3-0 win. We got to see, you know, kind of a mix of the big club and United 2 and some of the other guys. But really, you know, you have a great moment for your young players.
Yeah, so it was good. I mean, the Open Cup is great. We spoke about it. It's a chance for some guys that aren't getting playing time with the first team to get in the squad. We rotated a little bit. You know, our coach did a great job with his lineup and who he deployed, giving some guys some breaks that have been working hard. And the guys that don't get a chance too much really stepped up. But you saw, you know, players from our academy playing the game, players from the USL team playing the game, and also first-team players as well. So it was a great kind of mix of the club, and it just shows, you know, that USL team for us as well, how much that is helping in the development and making these guys competitive to be ready for the first team.
Talking with Carlos Bocanegra. Now, in the next round here in the U.S. Open Cup, and then we'll get back to MLS, we'll be against the Chicago Fire, correct?
Yeah, we play June 20th. We're going to play them at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is excellent. We're back home. Big game for us against another MLS team. But, you know, the great part about this cup is, you know, it's the quickest way into the CONCACAF Champions League. So if we can win this tournament, we can win this cup, gets us a spot in CONCACAF Champions League. So that part is excellent. It gives us another chance to feature some guys who maybe aren't getting as much time as they would like I said earlier. But also the morale of the team. It's just, when you go on a cup run, it's something special for the group, for the fans, for the city. And so, yeah, we'd like to push forward and try to win this thing.
Now, Carlos, I know that this was one of the first times or the second time that the roof was open on the pitch. Did any of the players say that it was a little bit different having the roof open playing on the pitch this time around?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I think the field tends to dry out a little bit quicker. They still water it, but obviously it evaporates a little bit. And it was a little bit warmer, and you could feel it, but it looked pretty fantastic looking up at the sky and having the open air. But no, our guys did a good job, and you know, it didn't really affect us that much.
Carlos Bocanegra, Technical Director of Atlanta United. Well, congratulations on all the awards the club won, the Atlanta Sports Awards. What was it, Team of the Year, Coach of the Year, Player of the Year? I mean, you guys kind of dominated that event.
Yeah, I think that's special. And usually when a team does well and an organization does well, people get those individual accolades. So, you know, for Tata, for Miguel, you know, Joseph was nominated as well. The team coming through, I mean, it was excellent. And it was cool because, you know, Georgia had such a fantastic season. Falcons making the playoffs back-to-back years. So it was nice. I think it was nice to receive that. But I think one of the cool things we noticed was that the whole city is really just, it's a proper sports town. And the whole city is doing well at the moment. So it's great.
Have you gotten used to that yet? I mean, I know you haven't been here that long, but you would think that at this point, with every sellout that you've had and the love that you're getting in the city, have you grown accustomed to that yet, or is this still something that's still fairly new to you?
Yeah, no, you don't want to take it for granted. I remember playing at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City in front of about 1,500 people on a Sunday afternoon when I played in the league. So it's definitely come a long way, and you know, our fan base and the city behind us is just, you do not take that for granted. Week in and week out, and I know the players love it. I mean, the atmosphere in there is electric. You guys have been to a game. It's so fun to play. Even the opposing teams, you know, Philadelphia's manager, Jim Curtin, after the last game, saying how the fans really affected and almost like intimidated the refs to make calls for us. So
Yeah, right. I mean, if that were the case, never mind. I'm not going to get my feelings about that. Come on, really?
It's great. That I thought that was a big compliment to our fan base, how they are loud and, you know, their understanding of the game and they're putting pressure on the ref to make the call. That's what you want. That's a true home field advantage. So, I mean, I thought that was an excellent comment. And that, for me, just kind of spoke volumes of our fan base and the support behind us.
Carlos Bocanegra. All right, let's talk, Carlos, a little bit about the game tomorrow afternoon. This is a big game, and it's a tough place to play. And we're not just talking about being on the road. It's a tough place to play because Yankee Stadium has that the smallest field, the smallest pitch, because of the nature of the fact that it's a baseball stadium, which puts you in your team in the tightest quarter. You know, it's closer together than any other playing surface in Major League Soccer.
Yeah, it is difficult. You know, the configuration of the stadium, the sight lines are a little bit off because it is in the ballpark and it's tight. But look, we got to deal with it. We got to get up there and get on with it and figure out a way to go and get a result. They have to play on it. They've done a good job of kind of mastering how to play on their field with, you know, big home field advantage for them. But every team has to go through there in the East. So we need to go up there and figure out a way to get it done. And we can't be making excuses just because it's a little bit of a smaller field or the sight lines aren't great. You know, we've been there before. We have the experience. So we know what to expect going in there. We can't come out of there with any excuses because of the field or anything else.
What is the number one thing for you and for Tata in approaching this game in terms of the level of play of the five stripes? Because I know that Tata was not happy, you know, not that he said he intimated that they could have played a lot better against Philadelphia despite the win, and he hasn't really seen much of the, I guess, the A game that we expect out of this team in the last few matches.
Yeah, I would say, you know, that something probably didn't play our best soccer, you know, and against Philadelphia, you know, we had some moments against New England, but, you know, we're still getting results and still figuring out. We've had to rotate with our injuries and things like that, so there's many factors that come into that, but I'm going to tell you now, I'm assuming it's not going to be a very pretty game up here at New York's you know, Yankee Stadium because the field is a little bit more tight. So there's not as much space to run at people to spread the teams out, pass it around it. But, you know, we've showed that we can go and grind and get tough results. You know, out in L.A., we had a really, really professional game played by our guys. They dug in, were hungry, and battled. You know, up in Minnesota when we went down a man, still came out of there with a result. So it's going to be one of those games, and really the approach now is mentality going into this game because you don't know how it's going to go, but it's all about mentality and you know, believing in ourselves.
I got one final question for you, Carlos. This is off over here a little bit, okay? You and I and all the fans in Hewitt, everybody who's a fan of American soccer is probably, you know, going to be crying in our beers next week when the World Cup starts that we're not there. Who do we root for?
Oh, man, I don't know. That is an off-the-wall question. I'm not rooting for anybody.
I have no idea who to root for.
It's going to be tough. It's like it's still a beautiful event. You know, World Cup is a fantastic sporting event, brings the world together, kind of unites people through soccer, which is one of the only sports that can do that, which is amazing. So, you know, just really sit back and watch it as a fan and try not to think about it too much. But, you know, it's all about after this is done, World Cup is finished, July 15th or 16th, and just thinking for the next 4 years for America.
Yeah, I think we sent out a tweet right as soon as it ends to everybody and every soccer player in the country with a little hashtag, never again.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, thanks, Carlos, do appreciate.
You're the man. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys, thank you.